Today we are about endings and beginnings. The Feast of the Ascension of the Lord is, in a sense, the completion of the mission, the ministry of Jesus himself. So at the beginning of Matthew's Gospel, we have the story of salvation history, the unfolding of God's plan through time until we come to the fullness of time, announcing the birth of Jesus, come to save us all. And today, the arc of Jesus' life and ministry comes to its completion. And so we read from the conclusion of the Gospel of Matthew, so that his mission accomplished to bring salvation to the world, to announce the good news, to inaugurate the coming of the reign of God, then Jesus returns in glory to the Father. And so we have this feast as an important completion of the arc, the life, the mission of Jesus himself. And yet at the same time, today is about beginnings. And so while we read the conclusion of Matthew's Gospel, we have just heard the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, of the life and the ministry of the church. And we are privileged today as well, because we are celebrating and fulfilling Jesus' command. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Which is exactly what the Kelly family is doing with us this morning in baptizing their son, Jack Thomas. And so fulfilling the Lord's command and beginning his life in relationship with the Lord. And this feast of the Ascension is for us a perfect opportunity to remember what that's about. The thing that's, I think, striking that for all of us, that connects us to the feast that we're celebrating, is to remember that the glory of Jesus is the glory of his resurrection, the glory of his incarnation come to its fullness in the glory of God in his resurrection from the dead. And it's important for us to remember today that it is in his humanity, in the incarnate, wounded, and glorified body that the Lord ascends to the glory of the Father. And that's important because he reminds us of our destiny. The prayers that we pray today at Mass speak about Christ, the head of his body, the church. And so the head precedes us, but we, the members of his body, will follow. And so it reminds us that our destiny is not simply this life and this world, but our ultimate destiny, Jack's ultimate destiny, is to be with the Lord. And so whatever the span of Jack's life is, ultimately, does not end with his physical death, just as it doesn't end with our own. It doesn't end with our body committed to the grave. But the real goal and the real end of our life is sharing fully in Christ's resurrection and his ascension. Where the head is gone, the body follows. So our ultimate destiny, when the Lord returns in glory, is that we will be reunited with him in glory and share in his heavenly glory as well. So that the trajectory of Christ's own life is also the trajectory of our own life in and with Christ. And we rejoice today because that is what we celebrate for Jack Thomas in his beginning. But we are also reminded this morning that ours is a journey of faith, that Jesus' commission was to the whole church to proclaim that gospel message to all of creation, and to share that good news. And so today we're celebrating with the Kelly family. We're beginning that journey of faith with Jack Thomas at a very young age. And the baptism of babies, of young children, really comes because of the faith of believers, of families, who want to share the gift of faith with their children very young. The baptism and the proclaiming of the gospel that Jesus is talking about here was to adults. And in the beginning, in the early life of the church, it was only adults who professed their faith in Christ Jesus. Only adults were baptized. And so the early process of the church was what today we recognize in the RCIA, the catechumens, who as adults come to believe and hope in Christ, as adults come to bear witness to the faith. And it's good for us to remember that, especially in our own day, when there are a great many of adults who have never had the chance to hear the gospel message. A great many adults who are uncatechized. A great many adults who have not yet heard the good news. And so, like the early church, we have to remember that we are sent to the adult world as well, as witnesses and sharing the gospel message. Today, with Jack Thomas, with the Kelly family, we are reminded of the great mission the church continues to have of walking with and supporting families, raising their children in the faith, continuing to bring them and guide them so that as they grow, they will also grow in faith. As they grow, they will also grow in their knowledge of the Lord. As they grow, they will be surrounded by a faith-filled community who themselves love the Lord, who themselves serve the Lord, who themselves seek the Lord, who themselves bear witness to the Lord in word and in deed. And so we accompany the Kelly family, we accompany all of our families and all of our children so that they may continue to grow in faith, that this commission that Jesus gave to his first disciples can continue to be fulfilled in our own day. Matthew is very realistic in his description. He reminds us that the disciples were not yet perfect and they didn't have everything together. It's striking that Jesus' final appearance, it says, they worshiped him, but they doubted. All of us continue to be on that same journey of faith. We too, like them, are not finished disciples. We too continue to need to grow in our faith in the Lord. We too, like them, need to grow in our trust that Jesus' promise is fulfilled, that he truly is with us always, especially in the times of struggle and the times of trouble. That like them, we need to continue to follow in Jesus' footsteps as best we can, knowing that there are times that we will fail, but also that the Lord will continue to be with us in the joys and in the sorrows of our life. And so we can truly continue as a pilgrim people with one another, with our brothers and sisters in Christ, with our children and our grandchildren, so that they too can continue to be formed in God's love and God's grace, continue to be formed in God's mercy, and continue to be formed as the witnesses and the bearers of the gospel. And so this day, we rejoice in calling and welcoming Jack Thomas into the family of faith, celebrating his baptism. And we too continue to receive the commission of the Lord to be his witnesses until the Lord comes again in glory.